Hey mamas, so I just finished listening to the audiobook Bad Therapy, Why the Kids Aren't Growing Up by Abigail Schreier. Highly, highly recommend. I mean, this book is going to make you rethink how you not only look at therapy, but also how you approach your parenting. Certainly has for me. But that is not the topic of the conversation today. I brought that up because there is one line in the book that has really stuck with me since I finished it. Abigail talks a lot about the effects of rumination, which is the act of repetitively thinking or dwelling on something, usually negative things. She said in her book, rumination is a major predictor of depression. And when I heard that, I thought, oh my gosh, that's so true. When you sit there and think about negative things or even negative events, you don't often just stay in that one static place of negativity. A lot of times you tend to spiral deeper and deeper and deeper. This can happen a lot in mom life, right? I'll give you an example. My littlest one is 3 years old and he loves sleeping in the bed with us. But frankly, when he does, I cannot sleep because he twists and turns, and at one point he's totally perpendicular to my head, so I'm getting kicked in the head, and so I just have terrible nights. So the other night, he wanted to sleep in our bed, and I said, no. No, you cannot. You have to sleep in your bed. Your bed is very comfortable. You have all your dolls there. You have your wonderful pillow, your blanket. That is your space. You cannot sleep in mommy daddy's bed tonight. Of course, he got really upset and things escalated and I ended up just yelling, get out of my room, go to your bed now, go to sleep. So he left the room crying and finally he fell asleep. Of course, I had trouble falling asleep after that because the guilt set in. Oh man, that guilt. I even thought of going to his room after he had fallen asleep, picking him up and bringing him to our bed. I didn't do that, but you know what? My mind started ruminating. It started spiraling. He's not going to be young forever. Can I just push through? Gosh, that was a bad mom move. I shouldn't have yelled at him. How could I do that? He's only 3 years old. He just loves his mommy and daddy. He wants to be in the bed with us. And then I went from being upset about that particular situation to extrapolating that to me as a mom. I'm a bad mom. I am not there for my kids. Gosh, I feel like such a failure. I'm just failing at this motherhood thing. Maybe I should never have had kids in the first place. Maybe I was never cut out to be a mom. And I just started ruminating more and more and more. And that's where it gets really dangerous because your mind starts conjuring some of the craziest, untrue thoughts. Yes, I may have had a bad mom moment, but that does not define or eliminate all the other things I'm doing as a mom. Oh, and by the way, motherhood is a special calling. And I know that sounds very cliche, but that is so true. Psalm 139:13 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. He chose you for your children." I don't know if any of you have watched Young Sheldon, the TV show before. It's the prequel to The Big Bang Theory. And it's not a Christian show, but there is this one scene between Sheldon and his mom about God and moms being chosen for their kids. So in the scene, Mary, the mom, is struggling with her faith. And while Sheldon doesn't believe in God, he does bring up a few points, one that speaks directly to mothers being chosen for their kids. So I'm going to put a link to that scene in the show notes, and I really encourage you to check it out. It is such a beautiful scene, and it will bring you to some tears. But I'm going to read part of the script here. So young Sheldon and Mary, his mom, they're sitting on the porch. It's a beautiful, quiet, dark night. And he starts with, "Did you know if gravity were slightly more powerful, the universe would collapse into a ball?" Mary says, "I did not." "Also, if gravity were slightly less powerful, the universe would fly apart and there would be no stars or planets." "What's your point, Sheldon?" "My point is gravity is precisely as strong as it needs to be, and if the ratio of the electromagnetic force to the strong force wasn't exactly 1%, life wouldn't exist. What are the odds that would happen all by itself? The precision of the universe makes it logical to conclude there's a creator. She knows he's trying to get her to believe in God again, despite his own belief. Baby, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but logic is here, and she points to her head. My problem is here, and she points to her heart. And then he says, well, there are 5 billion people on this planet, and you're the perfect mom for me. What are the odds of that? God knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly who to choose into which calling. He doesn't make mistakes. He also knows that we can't do it alone. We were never meant to do life alone. We were never meant to do motherhood alone. Externally, that looks like community. Internally, in our hearts and minds, that means asking the Holy Spirit to replace those lies about being a bad mom, being a failure, being worthless, with actual truth, that you are worthy, that you do make mistakes, but you are redeemable. And when we keep ourselves open to the Spirit and open to the Lord's guidance, then we are going to get better and better each day. So when you find yourself spiraling into bad places, when you find yourself taking a bad moment and extending that to your entire day, your week, your definition of how you're mothering, stop yourself. Just stop. And take that as your cue to pray. Align your thoughts and your feelings to actual truth of who you are and who you've been called to be. And that is a mom. Have a beautiful, hope-filled, blessed week, mama. And I'll catch you again next time for a cup of coffee with a side of faith, wisdom, and hope.